Welcome, everybody. You can bang your head along with me and my next guest, my good friend and yours, the man with the fine program that follows this program every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. His name's Dom Salvia. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Dom, thanks for making time. It's a little chance for us to talk about what we missed this past week.
We don't miss anything, Maggie Dawn. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to catch up.
Good to see you, my friend. Let's start with another day, another Nazi salute. It really seems like this may be a recurring theme here for the MAGA movement. Yes, folks, that's right. It's not just Elon Musk popping off a little Sieg Heil at an inauguration event. No, don't worry. Even Elon Musk's apparently sworn enemy, who's called him a parasite. Yes, that's right. Donald Trump's other key advisor, Steve Bannon, also popping out a Nazi salute this past week at the CPAC. This is this Conservative Political Action Committee conference that was going on. Yes, folks, Steve Bannon with a little Nazi salute. You can't hear the salute, but I'll give you the sound where he does it. Kelvin, let's let it rip.
The only way that they win is we retreat, and we're not going to retreat. We're not going to surrender. We're not going to quit. Fight, fight, fight.
And then the Nazi salute.
Wow.
And then an amen. Yes.
Can I get an amen?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is wrong with people, Dom? Like, why is that okay? Why would anyone who supports the MAGA movement be like, mm-hmm, yeah, you guys should keep popping off a little Sieg Heil? That really adds credibility to our political party.
I mean, the neo-Nazis are even thinking, man, this is getting to be a little much, guys. You know, can you keep
We're supposed to keep the quiet part quiet.
Keep it down to a low roar. You know, the fact that there isn't a massive outcry from the Republican Party kind of tells you everything, right? When the megas are silent in the face of these very obvious, it speaks for itself kind of motions and salutes and so forth. And when there's silence, a deafening silence from that side, and then you see the Nazis are like super excited about it. What does that say? Well, I mean, they have embraced the Nazi mentality. I don't know what else to tell you. If you're on stage doing a Nazi salute at a conservative conference,
guess what?
You're a Nazi.
You're a Nazi.
You're a Nazi.
Well, we've got a guy that is one of our favorite callers who's probably going to say he's not a Nazi, but I want to ask him about it. CJ, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, sir. What's the deal? Can we at least agree that Steve Bannon and Elon Musk should not be doing Sieg Heil at MAGA events, that's probably a bad look?
Well, once again, thanks for taking my call, Maggie and Dom, but you know, you misrepresent what he did. If you heard what he said, I give you my heart. And he grabbed his heart and he threw it up in the air. But that's okay. Did you see today that
CJ, hang on. I'm setting the topics this afternoon, and I just want to follow up on this. You can say whatever you want about the context, but that is a very specific image, a salute that has a very specific meaning that most people the world over associate with Nazism. I don't care what explainer you put around it. If we are people of good faith and we want to condemn the Nazis and condemn Holocausts, why is that a good idea? There are lots of he could just put his two hands, clasp them over his heart. If his intention is a good faith one to express not racist, Holocaust-related Nazi imagery, but to express his heartfelt engagement and solidarity with his crowd, there's a million other things that he could do. Why is that gesture acceptable?
Oh, you guys sound so desperate. He is running circles around the Democrat Party.
CJ, can you answer my question, please? Whether you think it is effective rhetoric, whether or not you agree with whatever I say about other things, can you and I say that that is not an appropriate gesture? And that the fact that it keeps being made by people who are leading the MAGA movement is problematic?
You're desperate, Maggie.
CJ, with all due respect, you should be able to say, we should all be able to say, Nazis bad. Nazi salutes bad.
How hard is it to say that Nazis are bad? CJ can't even say it. He won't even address it. Not only is he given cover for Elon Musk doing it twice, he didn't address Steve Bannon doing it the other day at CPAC. It's not about being desperate. It's about calling out what you see in front of your eyes and addressing it. It is a symbol of hate. It is a symbol of murder. It is a symbol of Holocaust. And if you are not offended by that, then I can't come up with another thought as to what your position may be other than you support it, CJ.
Yeah, every time this is what happens with CJ. I do not understand why you simply cannot acknowledge that that symbol, that salute should have nothing. If you want people to take your political party legitimately and not call people things like racists and anti-Semites, you had better just say Nazis bad, Sieg Heil bad. Just say it. Be like, gosh, I really hope he meant something else, but he should knock that off. And then we can talk about whatever distractionary slam you want to give for the day, CJ. We got some callers that want to get in here. Eric from Milwaukee, you're up next. Thanks for calling, sir. What do you have to say? Oh, lost Eric from Milwaukee. Eric, call back, sir. You look like a new caller. Always want to get those new folks on the air. Jean from Eau Claire, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. You know, he always tries to just change the subject when you ask a question and then go after you guys. It's like getting smoke blowing out of my ears. It's so ridiculous. Come on. I'm not going to say his name or be nasty or anything, but we're not stupid, sir. We don't play that kind of game around here, and it just gets us old folks really upset. And you know,
Your steam coming out of your ears, Gene, and mine and Dom's as well. How silly, silly, silly. We've got Margaret. You're new to the show. Margaret, welcome. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Jim Soros and what he's done and the money he's contributed to the party. And he's unelected. And what about all that Elon Musk did for the North Carolina people when they had no way of communicating?
So, Margaret, let's just talk about Starlink for a second. Elon Musk allowing Starlink to assist aid victims, I'm all for it. Like, I'll give him credit where it's due. What do you think about Donald Trump defunding FEMA, defunding the portion of U.S. Housing and Urban Development Department that provides community block grants to communities devastated by those sorts of disasters? Is that also good? Wouldn't, if we're being logically consistent here, wouldn't we oppose those sorts of cuts that are going to hurt those very people Elon claimed to be wanting to help?
Okay, what about all the money that FEMA sent?
I'm just asking you, we can address other concerns you may have about FEMA, some of which have been disproven as simply made-up propaganda. But if we're concerned about the victims of disasters, doesn't that mean we should be increasing disaster funding, not cutting it? So does the inconsistency of Donald Trump and Elon Musk on that point cause you any pause, Margaret?
He sent money to them, not through FEMA. Trump did. And
ma'am, with all due respect, Donald Trump wasn't president when that emergency happened, so Trump wasn't sending any of his own money. And secondly, Donald Trump right now is proposing to cut the very programs that those people need. Do you support those cuts?
I support Trump, and I believe that he has good reasons for the reasons for the different things that he is doing.
And if I may, Margaret, what would be one of those reasons? What do you believe that Donald Trump, what is his reason? You believe that he has good reason for what he's doing? Can you give me an example of that?
Well, he cares about the people, and he's actually making money available for them.
But I guess I'm confused, Margaret. What we know is he's proposing widespread cuts to FEMA, as well as the single largest program that helps fill in the gaps to rebuild infrastructure. This is money that comes through HUD. He's proposing to basically shut that down. It's exactly the things that people in North Carolina need. I just want to be clear. You support those cuts, even though you're also saying that you support disaster relief going where it should?
He's making cuts, but he's also providing what these people need through other means.
And such as?
Biden never did any of that.
I'm just going to hop in here. Margaret, thank you very much for your patience and your back and forth. I think we got to keep trying here. But what Margaret's saying is simply not true. Many of the criticisms of the Biden administration, there was one FEMA official that had instructed staff to skip houses with Trump signs. That official was fired for doing that. Joe Biden put hundreds of millions of dollars towards disaster relief. The fact of the matter is, Miss Margaret, Donald Trump is proposing to cut the very programs that help disaster victims like those in North Carolina. The math just doesn't math. We got to get beyond what we believe or hope to be true and deal with the actual facts. I got Dom Salvia with me this afternoon right here on today's edition of In Case You Missed It with Dom. He's got the fine program following mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Dom, it's kind of like being this... Everything he does is good. It's all fine.
I believe that he wants to help people. Well, you can believe what you want, but again, look, what is his action? What is his record on that? And beyond that, you know, here the coaching in the background. I don't know what's going on there.
I think it's Margaret's husband, maybe.
It's all right, but whatever. You got an advisor, to help out. But you don't specifically address the questions and the whataboutisms and the false comparisons to what Biden did versus what Trump did. I mean, you're off on your timing. You're off on the facts. You're just misguided, Margaret. And I appreciate you trying to chime in and jump in on this, but I think you need to do a little more research. The internet out there. I know people like to do their own research. Tell me exactly how and where Donald Trump, prior to his election to presidency, did anything for anybody during the Biden administration. I'd like to know
Didn't. Like to keep his money in his own pocket. Eric from Milwaukee, sir, you're up next. Go ahead.
Yes, just addressing the what CJ said about the gesture by Musk, giving Musk any benefit of the doubt, if he would have done that, any person that did that accidentally, which I don't think it was, would have come back the next day and said, that was a foolish mistake. I did not mean to do that. But he refused to do that when he was asked to do that and followed it up with more jokes, with Nazis in the word.
Yes.
So it's totally disingenuous to say that was a mistake. It was intentional. His grandparents were members of the Nazi party. And, an apple doesn't fall far from the tree, in my opinion.
Yeah, we gotta call BS BS, and that was BS. And here's to everybody, including you, CJ, that's like, oh yeah, it was just a gesture of generic solidarity and how heartfelt he was. If so, here's what I suggest, CJ, and every excuse maker for Nazis that I've come across as of late. Please go find your nearest synagogue, stand outside after Friday services, and pop a couple of those off to the nice Jewish people leaving the synagogue. Let's see what they have to say about it. If it's so okay, and just an expression of solidarity, why not greet a couple of coworkers next Monday morning, or I don't know, tomorrow morning when you show up at work with a couple of Sieg Heils. If it's so inoffensive, take a video of yourself Sieg Heiling your way through the afternoon and post it on the interwebs. See how that sorts out. Folks, we pick up this episode of In Case You Missed It with Dom Salvia. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about this weird email that Musk sent. Tell me what you do or else, and then apparently retracted it today. Ugh, more chaos when we come back after these brief messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network.